Hello, and welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. If you guys are just joining us, we are talking about one of my Just Got Back series. Just returning from Spain, and no, I was not in Barcelona or Madrid. I was in Castile and Leon and had a great time. So we've been talking about this tour that I was taking that is part of the celebration of St. Teresa's life. Actually, this is the 500th year anniversary of her birth. She was born in 1515. So they're celebrating that with lots of exhibits all around the Castile and Leon area. So if you're interested in that, definitely check with your travel professional because you still have time to go and see it. It's all up and available for you to see and experience until November 10th. So Doc Bill, you know, I know this isn't Sapelo, but and I know how much you love farming down on Sapelo, but there's lots of things that you can farm and do over in Spain as well.
Oh, I think the food in Spain and the farming is great. I mean, they've got great produce, they've got great meat products, and they have great wine. And those are things that really build a cuisine. But when you talk about Spain, the first thing that comes to your mind are tapas.
Mm-hmm. And what is a tapas?
Well, it just means small portion of a food product. It can be a small portion of rice, it could be a small portion of beef, it could be a small portion of pork. And they're most renowned for their products, which are what we'd say preserved products or slow food, products in which the farmer or the cook takes their time to take the food and take it through a preserving process or take it through any type of process to bring out the flavor better over time. And this whole slow food movement began in several places. It began in Italy. It moved from Italy to Spain. And it's here in the United States as well. We have a slow food movement here in Georgia as well as in the southern United States. So those are things that are quite helpful and produces incredibly good tasting food.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And we had many opportunities to try the tapas there. And tapas means a small portion. I mean, that's actually what the word means, like you just mentioned. And it has evolved really into a very sophisticated cuisine. I mean, you can go to restaurants here in the States, here, you know, in Mexico, in, you know, other areas of the rural and have tapas as well. And they have moved from being just that little bite size up to being really more of the appetizer size where you get several bites. And another thing about the tapas, too, it originated as part of a way for people to have fellowship and have a conversation between each other so that you're not just focused on your one meal, you're sharing these small bites of food and having conversation at the same time. So they are definitely designed to, you know, to have folks come together.
Well, they do, and they do that. And, you know, one thing you can do before you go to Spain, but you want to have a small mini stay vacation, there's a great restaurant in Decatur, Atlanta, called Iberical Pig. And it's a great place to go, and you can sample some of these same dishes. They actually have the Iberical pork. They have certain grades of the pork, and you can go and, like you do, a flight of beers where you try different varieties. You can try different varieties of the different type of porks. This is an incredible pork product because the pigs, first of all, they eat acorns. Mm-hmm. And the acorns, when they eat it, it changes the fat content in the pig. So these pigs actually, to some extent, have lower cholesterol than you do chicken. And a lot of people don't realize that. And the meat has a very, very dark brown color. And you say, well, what does that mean? Well, it gives great flavor, but it can make a difference when you cook it. Because when you cook pork, you look for pork to turn from pink to a dark color. Well, this pork is already dark. So you can't really use the color change when you cook it or change it. But the flavor is incredible. And it has just incredible flavor and texture.
Well, you know, Iberico pork means that it comes from a black pig. And there's also Iberico cow as well as goats. We visited some of those regions where the Iberico pigs, goats, and cows are there and where they're living. So it was really fascinating to see that. And you're absolutely right about the acorns, and it does influence the taste of the meat. So that is the key part. And when you have that Iberico meat here in the States, it is coming from that region.
Well, it is. And again, you know, this is a whole cuisine that they have. You know, you've got great fruits, you've got great vegetables, they have cherries, they have honey. And again, the variety of wines. They have some of the most outstanding wines in the world. And again, the quality of restaurants, when you look at Michelin star restaurants and high quality restaurants, you have a lot of them in the area of Spain. And most people, they say, when you go to areas of Spain to eat, by far the food is actually better than it is in Italy.
Well, yes, I would agree. I mean, you can definitely find some great food there. Now, if you guys are just joining us, you're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. It is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. For more information about a great stay right here in your own backyard, check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or call their number at 912-223-6515. Now, Doc Bill, back to this whole food thing in Spain. Now, dinner is served really, really late there. And I think we probably would like that because you and I actually like to eat late. Dinner is served somewhere between 9 o'clock and 11.
And that's a great thing, at least I can see from that perspective, because you eat a lot of small little meals and things during the day, and meals are stretched out. Again, they're conversation points. They're place to savor and see and talk about what's going on. And then later on in the daytime, that's when you have, or actually at night,
when you have the dinner. And a lot of times that's small portions there as well, because the lunch is actually served between 1 and 4. And while we were on our tour, our lunches definitely started always after 1, sometimes as late as 2. And we would have long lunches and go back out and tour some more and then have a really, really late dinner. So it was great. I don't mind that at all.
No, it's great. It's great food. And, you know, again, these farms and these places, they use the whole animal. They're into preserving and utilizing the whole animal. And one of their favorite foods is something such as their blood sausage. Mm. And blood sausages are used in a lot of dishes over there. Again, none of the animal is wasted. Everything is utilized.
Absolutely. And if you check out our website, travelbagswithanita.com, you will see some of that blood sausage because we actually had that at a couple of the restaurants where we had dinner. Now, you mentioned the wines, and we had a chance to visit a winery called El Hilo de Ardina. And it had a below-the-ground wine cellar, which was amazing. And they had a mixture of not only wine, but also art, mythology, history. It was just fascinating to be there underground. It was really, really cool and chilly that far down. But just the number of wines that they had stored there was fascinating. And then the other thing about it, too, is that it's also an event space. So you can actually have events down in their wine cellar. We had lunch down there.
That's incredible. A lot of the meats are grilled down there. They're processed in a grill fashion. And you see that same influence of the meats being grilled when you come to the New World. Remember, the Spanish came here first as a large European group, and you see that same heritage of grilled meats in Mexico and the Caribbean and also southern parts of the United States. And again, that heritage, the way of doing it that way, you know, it's remnants of the Spanish influence.
That's correct. You do see a lot of the influence there. And, you know, another thing, too, that I saw that I thought was real familiar with some of the things that we have is a dish that they make with potatoes, where the potatoes are mashed and then they serve pork, like bacon, on top of it. And that was really yummy and tasty, too. But we got a chance to have some great beef as well, some of the Iberico beef. So it's just really, really definitely an eating part of the tour as well.
Well it is. And again, the hams made with the Iberico meat, they taste better than when you think of some of the hams coming out of Italy. You know, when we think of some of the Italian hams as prosciutto, but the Iberico hams actually have better flavor. And they're more expensive, particularly when you get some of the higher type varieties. And most of the new cooking influences here in this country are influences coming from this Spanish region. Most of the young cooks, that has a huge influence on how they cook and preserve and prepare their foods.
Well, you know, we went to another city called Burgos, which is a city that, of course, again, is filled with a lot of historic landmarks. It's also a UNESCO World Heritage City. But it is also known for its great food. As a matter of fact, it has been called Spain's capital of cuisine. So definitely a spot that if you're headed over to Spain, you might want to check that out, especially if you're a culinary traveler. And you can also check out some of those St. Teresa locations as well in the city of Burgos. And also, too, you know, a lot of people do pilgrimages from France down to Spain. That is a really, really popular thing for people to do. And they also go through that city of Burgos. So that's another reason to check out that city.
Well, Burgos was voted by the New York Times as the 46th place to go in 2003 as the gastronomical capital of Spain.
That is correct. It definitely is. It's really getting very popular for that. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about farming and some of the produce that is coming right out of Spain. So I have another question, quick question for you, Doc Bill. Which of these products is not produced in Spain? Cheese, olive oil, or balsamic vinegar? So when we come back, I want to see what your answer is to that. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. You guys sit tight. We'll be back in a few minutes on North Georgia's News Talk, M550 and FM 102.9 WBN.